This I Believe. One of the great tenor voices of this century belongs to Lauritz Melchior. He started singing as a boy soprano in a church in Copenhagen, Denmark. And at the age of 23, he made his operatic debut, but strangely enough, as a baritone. It was not until 5 years later that he sang his first tenor role. Mr. Melchior, in his 60s, continues a busy schedule of concerts, screen, radio, and television appearances. He and Mrs. Melchior now live in a beautiful glass-walled house overlooking the San Fernando Valley in California. Hear now his creed.
I believe that a human being can do a lot himself to shape his life. For me, the most important thing is to work hard when I work and acquire all possible knowledge in my line of work, and then learn how to relax in between. My greatest relaxation is nature. I mean by that to disappear into nature, to go out in the forest with my gun, my dog, or a friend. There I will hear no telephones, receive no mail. There I can sit down and live with nature, feel God around me. I feel God most when I am out in the forest and sit down on an old tree stump and see the little insects, animals, and flowers around me. There I see the meaning of life and death. I see them fight each other, kill each other for existence or love, and I feel the greatness of the Creator. It is the greatest way to know that there is something more than myself over me, guiding me. It takes away one's fear for death. I know that when my time is up, I should be ready to quit as long as I have lived happily. And I have lived happily because I have had a wonderful companion at my side, my wife. And we have learned to square ourselves with each other. We know that in order to have a real partnership in marriage, we must each have our own individuality. If she is better able to do a certain thing, I let her take over, and she let me do what I am better able to do. It takes many small opportunities and friends who believe in you, as well as your own energy and will to build a career. But as an artist, my first belief must be in myself. Talent in a person is a touch of God's finger, yet any artist must work hard to grow up into his art, going slowly, acquainting all possible knowledge, going with it. Only then can you stay in your art for a long period of years. A singer must know his stage. He is, shall I say, a painter with tones for colors. When I paint an operatic picture, I use a big brush with a lot of paint and a lot of colors, loud and bright, to be looked at from a distance. Now, concert art is another sort of painting. In every song, I must create for the listener the spirit of the music and its words, and this piece of art is to be looked at from a close distance. So I have to work out the little details musically as well as in the feeling and meaning of the words. We all know what power there is in music. It is able to pad our heads and get our tears to flow when we are in great sorrow or pain. And it is able to magnify our happiness and joy. I think a better medicine doesn't exist in the world.
That was tenor Lauritz Melchior, who seems to think in the same lusty way as he sings.